I give really good advice. Really good advice. I give really good advice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit it, Kirsten.
No.
Holy flaming Cheeto shit, guess what? I agreed to rickshaw my top weight percentile nephew, Colton Henley Bentley, to a socially distanced virtual hockey practice all week. And as a reward, Stacia bought me a mic. Yeah, she said I need it, so I'll stop asking for real money from her for all the free babysitting I do, and it worked. I haven't asked for cash from her since. All of this is to say, thanks for listening. Yeah, thanks for sticking by me even after I got canceled by the internet, ditched by my angelic but clearly stuck-up co-host, and through all the bad audio that had a lot of, like, kid noise in the background, because my niece and nephews are all homeschooled now, and I can't get a minute away from their WWE games. Now you can recommend this podcast to your friends without having to preface all the spit sounds you can hear all the time. Ugh, I can't stop focusing on it. All right, well, I can't end this episode without, you know, at least a little advice. So here's a question one of our listeners asked on Instagram last week. How did you feel when you first found out you were pregnant? Oh, this isn't even asking for advice, but no, I've never been pregnant. And I've also never had kids. Like, I just do not have kids. One time, though, I didn't poop for 6 days. It became a medical emergency, and my mom was instructed by a veterinarian she ran into at Costco to give me applesauce. I don't eat applesauce, though, so I googled how to take a massive dump, and a bunch of baby center threads came up suggesting castor oil because it induces labor, but also pooping. So yeah, bought some on the internet. I wasn't willing to pay for shipping though, so it took another 4 days to get to me. You can imagine by the time that stuff kicked in that I did experience birth in a way, but all I felt was shame and then a lot of regret. You know, because I should have just eaten applesauce. So, have I ever found out I was pregnant? No, but I did find out I was highly constipated, and I felt sad, and kind of like I had personally done something to cause it, which is often also the case when you find out you're pregnant, so I guess the experience isn't that different. Well, anyway, thanks for tuning into this real quick update. I promise that the next episode won't be about poop. Okay, bye.